Item number 10, the City Council will consider A, approving amendment number 2 to contract number 2479 with Red Flex Traffic Systems Incorporated to provide photo red light enforcement program, and B, authorizing the mayor to execute amendment number 2 in a form acceptable by the city attorney.
Okay, any further staff reports?
Nothing further than what's in the report in front of you, but I will be available for any questions, and I do believe we have representatives from Red Flex as well that should be available for questions, should the council have any.
Okay, well, let me first open this up to the audience. Anybody in the audience wishing to speak on this item, please step forward, state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. Jesus Miranda, 8466, San Vicente. I hope you guys don't approve this contract with this company, because it's a lot of money this guy collecting, and you barely getting pennies for dollars. And the other side, a lot of people, the low-income people, is the one getting these citations. As you know, at least $450 citations. Why I say this, because I paid a couple. And many people pay two. Just figure out $450,000 or $400,000. And how much are you getting from this amount of money? If I can ask somebody, can answer me.
When you're finished, the chief will respond and answer all the questions. Thank you, Mr. Miranda.
Yes, thank you. Now, please, you have to consider those people too, not just one in here, because it's barely nobody in here. So if you please postpone the decision to make the contract, I promise you, I'm going to fill it up this council meeting, so you can hear the rest of the people, not just me, or whoever else wants to talk about this item. So please, think on those people that want to put you in office. And I don't know what I can tell you. I wish I can say a lot of more things, but I don't have the proof to tell you things. But just please consider those people that one is barely making a living, and when you pay $400 at least for those kind of tickets, it's not because they're drunk or because they don't know how to drive. They just, those things, LA don't have anymore. A lot of cities, they're getting rid of those cameras for some reason. They've been proved, those dangers. When you approach to the light and you got in the middle of the light, either speed up or stop in the middle of the street. And you stop and somebody behind you, they're going to hit you. Please consider those, my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miranda.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Francisco Gomez, 9525 San Miguel Avenue. And I'm here to speak against the renewal of the contract with Red Flex. I believe that this red light cameras in general aren't working. There's research out there that demonstrates that the installation of these cameras leads to about a 10% decrease in right angle collisions and about a 40% increase in rear end collisions. This is research done on a national level that looks at different cities and just compares the data. I also looked at the staff report and the agenda bill, and there's data provided by the Southgate Police Department on just the difference between intersections that are monitored, intersections that are not monitored. And I just ran a quick average. So monitored intersections tend to have about 17 accidents per year, and those that are unmonitored have 13 accidents per year. This is probably due to the fact that the intersections that are monitored tend to just be trouble intersections to start with. But I just feel that the difference between the two isn't that great, which just may be indicative of just the failure of the program in general. Another reason I feel that this contract should not be renewed is that the financial contribution of this program to the city's general fund is just limited. I think we had last year's contribution was about $30,000, which is less than 1% of the general fund, which I think is eliminating the program just presents very little cost to the city. And I believe that for better public safety, to improve the safety of the streets, maybe we should consider increasing police presence at trouble intersections like Firestone and Atlantic, Firestone and Garfield, where the accident rate is still very high despite having the cameras installed. And like the previous speaker, I also believe that the fees are excessive. And for a community like ours, where people are on limited incomes, having a ticket of $450 can be the difference between paying the rent and putting food on the table. So I encourage you to please consider the option when making a decision today. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, my name is Margaret Maldonado. I live at 8450 South Vicente Avenue, and I'm here to address this.
I can't hear you, Margaret.
I can't believe that this city has gone so low in favor of the fat cat instead of defending the underdog. I can't believe that for $30,000 a year that the city gets from these camera tickets, that you let people, innocent children, go without food and maybe even get thrown out of their homes because they can't afford to pay the rent because they have to pay a ticket because the breadwinner has to have a car and a license to go to work. These cameras have proven to be obsolete in some of the major cities here in Southern California. And you want to continue contracting these companies? It's totally unbelievable. You're supposed to be here for us, not for the fat cats. But from what I can see, the tables have turned in this city, and it's a pretty sad day.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to close the audience portion. So let me start here. I'm not in favor of this program either. I'm in favor of completely discontinuing with it. I can tell you that I've driven a lot of areas out in, for example, in Downey, where they don't have any of these. I don't see any of the problems. I've driven through our city of Southgate, where we don't have any of these red lights or the cameras, and I don't see a problem there either. So for what the city gets for it, it just makes no sense to me. And I can tell you that even if the speakers had not come up here, I would have to have heard something very compelling in order for me to approve on extending this contract. But that's my personal point of view. I've seen a lot of cities do away with it. But again, you know, I'm not in those cities. And again, I know some cities still have it. I'm not in those cities either. But here in Southgate, I just don't see the benefit of it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm in favor of not continuing this contract and doing away with it. Anybody else want to chime in on this one?
Yeah, as many folks know, I work in the public safety arena, and I've been very supportive of our police department and all public safety issues in general. But this is one that's really been pulling at my strings, and ever since last year I had brought up the issue of when this contract was going to be renewed, because I felt that the impact on the residents was greater than the benefit to the city. And I'm very supportive of not continuing this contract. I agree that we're not getting the bang for the buck. And I don't necessarily mean monetarily, because I do see that there's an increase in revenue projected for next year. But I just don't think that it's something that we should be putting on the backs of our residents. We already have the higher sales tax in the state. And I think that this is just a bit much, and I'd like to see this contract end.
I just saw, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I also agree with you and Councilor Morales. I think that we should discontinue this contract, because I also believe that it's not cost effective to the city. We don't get enough revenues for the city. So at this point, I mean, I really don't see the use of having it. And also, as the community that I have talked to, it's a burden to them, because they have to pay a lot of money in order for them to pay the ticket. And sometimes those tickets, I mean, it's not that they're driving the car or they have to prove that they're the person who was driving the car.
So I think that we should get rid of this contract. I mean, not get rid of this contract, but not continue with the contract.
Councilman DeWitt or Vice Mayor Gonzalez, any one of you?
Yes.
Vice Mayor?
Well, my position has always been along for the last couple of times we've come forth that my opinion wasn't cost effective. And so I did a little research this time, went all the way back, and just to give you a real fast, try to give you a fast overview. When we first came on, we were paying $4,972 for each signal, okay? And we had seven locations, and there was two cameras at each location, comes out to 14, okay? And the year 2008, on September, August the 26th of 2008, we came forth again. During that period of time, they reduced the $4,972 down to $3,300 per, okay? The income that we're paying basically is, and if you read the contract, which I always like to do because I like to see the deal points and everything else, that you know, we have to pay for the maintenance, we got to pay for, there's tiers, 1, 2, and 3, you know, and I think when you look at the number one tier, it goes to a fee, and then it goes to 2, that something happens after the period runs out, and then tier 3 is the new one. So any installations, then you know, you got to be paying for all of it. So basically, the only one that makes money is the company themselves. And I think in the year 2008, we were projecting that we're going to make in excess of $200,000. Well, lo and behold, when you came back in 2 years, which was the year 2002, on September the 26th, we had it, and it was continued because for more information, so we had the second meeting on September the 6th of 2010. And at that period, it reflected that we got no near that $200,000. So at that point, in the set of negotiations, they reduced the $3,300 down to $2,800 per, okay? Projecting that we're going to make an excess of $150,000 well, per year. Well, lo and behold, if you look at this month's report, you notice that we made $30,000. And we had in excess of $400,000 in maintenance costs. And, you know, that's what gets me. In the meantime, when we first originally started, the bill, the ticket was $200-some, and it's close to $500 now. So who's getting it? You know, we're putting the cost, and we're not making any money. And, you know, for me, you know, I was elected to represent people. And I don't think it's representing people when they got to pay close to $500 for a ticket, and we're getting $30,000. And then you start looking at the computerized numbers of accidents, and it says you had over 1,000 tickets given there, but only in some places 7. In some places, I think the place where they hit most is that Firestone in Garfield. And then what really got me, it says, oh yeah, boy, you know, we got 14, but when you look at the report, it says we're only gonna pay for 10 because we don't have to pay for 2 of them. And the 2 that we don't have to pay for is because they're doing, widening the road and everything, the street is Atlantic and Firestone. You know, so well, damn right we're not going to pay for that thing, man. There's all kind of barricades and everything else. But again, it don't tell you that we got 14. Now, when you read the staff report, it says, oh, we're going to get 2 free. We only have to pay for 10. So what happens to the other 2? So I looked through the whole contract this time, read every line, every word to see if it was in there, and it's not even in there. So basically, we talk about 14 cameras. What happens when the street goes back in? And if you don't know anything about contracts, if it ain't in the contract, it's the company's, okay? You know, you got to put stipulations in there in order to to be covered, because you can't fight the issue and saying, hey, well, you bought the contract and you knew that that we're going to do only two free, and you had 12 of them, and two is not being paid, so if you add the two back to the system, it brings it up right back to 14, and it gives you the seven locations. And so again, the whole overall picture is bad. I mean, it's a good company. I'm not knocking the company itself, but you know, I'm not here. I'm not a stockholder in that company. If I was, I couldn't vote on it. I'd have to excuse myself anyway. So again, my only concern is the people out there that have been calling me about this issue and concerned for the last time. That's why every time it's come before us in 2008 and in 2010, I was basically opposed to it, because I said, you know, I don't think it's a good thing. And it reflects that every year since then, our cost, our revenues, if you please, has been going down, 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 down. And this is the lowest we've had since we've been in business with them, $30,000, because we had an excess of $400,000+. And what I was thinking, I said, God, you could put two officers there, and it cost new officers, and it cost us about $200,000 for new ones, because they're not getting paid, they're not going to get paid the top salary. And heck, we could be making all that money for ourselves if you were that, you know, hard up on making money. And I don't think this council feels that way about making money. So heck, so I'm going to echo the feelings again. I'm happy that that there's support this time, and I withdrew the recommendation to eliminate renewing the contract.
I'll second that. Yeah. Mr. DeWitt, did you want to?
Yes, you know, I can count. I see four votes opposed to this contract, so it's kind of a basic thing here, but I do think we need to consider certain things, and that is, when our motor officers write a ticket, I'd have to ask the chief, generally when they you run a red light, what is the fine? Is it the same as it is for the red light camera?
Fine is the same.
Same amount. And out of that, say $400 or $500, I understand we actually net about 10 or 12% actually comes back to us on an average, because some citations go to warrant. They never get paid. And some get paid, but on an average, the study done in the city of Monrovia by their chief, I understand they averaged about 12% revenue actually came back to the city of Monrovia, and it was typical in size to us, maybe a little smaller. But so we don't make money on traffic tickets, because it takes probably to cite somebody for a red light probably takes at least a half an hour or a certain amount of time, and there's cost to that. And so I don't think the city's in the business of making money off of citations. I think they're trying to encourage people to drive safely. And I think that's the major concern. I think that was the original thought with these red light cameras, that would work out. But given the fact that we have, it looks like this is going to go down, we now have, we were without a motor officer for a period of time, because we had some personnel issues and things of that matter. But I understand we do have motor officers out on the street now, or during the normal day.
We do.
And so we would expect that they would be able to produce some citations only when they're, you know, earned. But so I would assume that we'll have some revenue coming in from that, be as small as it might be.
Yes.
But another, what I'm getting to is they're projecting here about $74,000 a year of net revenue, at least I see in our report, which has been, in previous years, has been considerably less than that for one reason or another. But, and the city manager may want to kick in on this, is how are we going to replace this revenue, or are we going to replace the revenue?
I would like to point out, though, that the past revenue is $30,000, so it's not something that we accounted for.
That's correct. That's not in our currently in our budget projections.
That's right. And you also noticed that there was more citations written by our patrol people than what they got for the camera itself.
You know, and again, and my comments again in no way are to impugn the organization itself. It's not It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the community where we're in. You know, has a lot of intersections where this system doesn't, you know, it's not in place. And I don't see it any less safe than the ones where the intersections are with the red light. So, again, I just don't see that as being a factor. So, again, for that reason, I am completely convinced that this is not something that we want to have, at least not at this point.
Echo some of the comments that have already been made, but I think the most disappointing thing from staff's perspective is the lack of change in behavior at the intersection. I mean, the intent of citations, the intent of police enforcement is to change behavior. People are doing things that are dangerous and going to kill people because they're running red lights. And so the intent of enforcement is to change behavior, and to do that, you have to charge a significant amount of money, one, in order to offset the costs of the state and everybody else that's taking, as Councilmember DeWitt pointed out, taking a lot of the money. But the intent is to change behavior, and if you look at the statistics that were provided by RedFlex, you didn't see a dramatic impact in the behavior over the years. In fact, limited correlation between the implementation of RedFlex and the change in behavior. And I think that's disappointing in the deployment, of, not just in this city, but everywhere. So,
okay. So
getting back to my question, okay, basically, sorry. How do we anticipate whether the figure of revenue is 20 or 30,000 or 70,000? Do we figure we're going to recover that lost revenue?
No, I don't. We'll adjust the revenue and expenditures for this council action at the mid-year portion of the budget. But we don't anticipate that the police officers are. We're assuming that the police officers are not going to be able to offset the revenue that came in from those.
Thank you. You've answered the question.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to discontinue the program. So let's do a roll call.
Okay, roll call vote.
Council, so the motion is to discontinue. Okay.
Okay, Councilmember Morales.
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Yes.
Mayor Hurtado.
Yes.
Councilmember Davila.
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gonzalez.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, item number 11. Now I wish I'd been filled here, but thank you.
Item number 11, the City Council will consider receiving and filing a report and provide additional direction to the Citywide Work Program for fiscal year 2013-2014.
Okay, whose program is this?
I'll take the lead on this.
Oh, we have a presentation.
We're going to have a PowerPoint presentation. You also have the slides. You should have two documents in front of you, the work program, which is essentially a 203-item to-do list for staff for this coming year. And you're also going to have a PowerPoint presentation that's been printed out and will also be projected over your head. There's only 9 slides. I'll go very briefly through them. The total presentation should take no more than 10 minutes. Work program is a new
this
document
the
for the council. It's one that I'm very comfortable with and I like to use. It's a inherently imperfect document because it tries to do too many things in one document. It's an attempt to be a management tool for myself and for the council in terms of tracking staff's progress with regard to the goals that you set forth in the goal setting. And it's also an external document so that the public can see exactly what staff is working on. And so we try to do both the broad perspective and then also very narrow perspective things in one document. You're going to see some items which will take an entire year, which is our 5-year forecast, as one line item. You might see a dog park or repainting of fire hydrants as another item. So you've got some that are very, very broad spectrum that are going to involve every single department. You see other items that are going to be a single contract that nothing's ever simple or easy, but you'll have a single contract that'll be let for the purposes of completing one specific project. I want to just introduce Richard Luna. Richard is a management intern that's been working with us. He pulled together, the department had put all the work together, but then he was the one that put it together into the single work program document, and then also put the PowerPoint together for me. He's just done an absolutely outstanding job. He's one of those new, very young, up-and-coming, very talented individuals that Hopefully we'll be able to capture and keep here in Southgate, but if not, you'll be seeing him in city management and other organizations. So I just wanted to introduce Richard and thank him for also doing the PowerPoint tonight. So just quick recap and overview. In May, you set your council goals. We'd had the goal setting session. In June, you approved the budget. Ideally, the budget ties to what those goals are. In July, I asked the department submit essentially their work program items or what they're going to be doing above and beyond what is the day-to-day work of the city. So you won't see in the work program respond to calls for service or fill potholes or have swim lessons or do the planning functions that Steve and his folks do or handle cases in Raul's shop. These are those items, 200 or so, that are above and beyond what are the typical work items. What you'll see on the work program, some of you, if you look through it, will identify immediately, oh, that's right, I asked staff to look into that. I asked staff to follow up on that. The larger items we're going to fold into the work program. So this will be a growing document over the course of the year that will continue to change. So as the council decides, I had a recent conversation with the mayor about trying to conduct some local community meetings, community in action type meetings, and so we'll fold that into the work program so that I'm able to keep track of what each department's doing. Each department's able to keep track. It's, as I said, a performance evaluation tool for me and then a workload tracking tool for the council and for the public. The intent is not for it to be a gotcha document. You said you were going to do this and you didn't get it done. The intent is actually to keep us on task, keep us focused with what the council goals are, and keep us all sort of rowing in the same direction. Traditionally, my experience with the work program is about 30% of the items are going to be delayed. And that's typically because we rely upon other organizations. So you'll see, especially on the public works, a lot of grant-funded projects, if the grant funding's late, that project's going to be delayed. If it's a sanitation district project that we're not actually managing, but we're managing the impacts of the project, if that project's delayed, then Muhammad's going to have that delayed on the work program. So again, more of a tool for tracking than it is a tool for, you know, assessing blame and trying to use it as a strict performance measurement tool. We have other tools for that when we look at the appraisal process. And then tonight we're going through what will just be very brief highlights. I pulled out about 20 of the 200 items just because I wanted to draw attention to them. But if the council has any questions regarding any of the over 200 items, don't hesitate to ask questions. We've got all the department heads here tonight. Or you can bring it up obviously at any time. Most of the items are going to be brought back. And for the purposes of tonight, I've just pulled together several items under one heading just to bring them out. So item number one, and I'll just run through these fairly quickly, Firestone Boulevard improvements. There's several items related to Muhammad, whether it's medians, working on Atlantic, working on Firestone. That's going to take a great deal of time and effort for Public Works over the course of the next fiscal year. Muhammad's got plans for upgrading the water system and the sewer system. Water meter replacement is one of those items that I'll continue to stress, and I know the council's concerned about too, investing your one-time dollars in ways that result in either recurring savings or improvements in revenue. Old water meters are inaccurate. They don't report accurately how much water is being consumed, and then the billing is inaccurate. By replacing those meters, we have a much better and more accurate meter reading, which gives us more accurate revenues for the city. Street lighting upgrades, another one of those examples of replacing streetlights with LED, getting away from the sodium vapor. It costs less money. The city then pays less in expenses. So a one-time investment results in recurring savings because you're spending less on each individual electric bill. Tree planting phase two, we're continuing to be very aggressive. I think over 1,000 trees will be planted as part of phase two. Fire hydrant painting, you'll see several work program items that are just dedicated to improving the aesthetics of Southgate. Whether it's just improving the look of, for example, the fire hydrants, or whether it's beginning to talk with waste management on trying to get all new waste barrels, whether it's improving streets or alleys or sidewalks, continuous investment in trying to continue the look and aesthetic of Southgate. 20-mile sign refurbishment, we talked about that as part of the budget process. Civic Center lighting upgrades. We have a sample actually that's just outside of this building, which is a new LED light, which I think looks good, but I encourage the council to take a look when you walk out towards the old courthouse building. There's a brand new light fixture there. You should check it out tonight. But we'll be upgrading all of those lights. Sound wall for Thunderbird Villa. I mean, all people who live in that area are familiar with that. That's part of the 710 project. You just heard tonight about the Edison pole.